with email, Outlook has a feature called user-defined templates, and they're OFTs. They're saved as a .OFT. And so very much like you would save an agent would have a letter that they send out over and over and over again, such as whenever they sell a house or they get a listing, they would send a thank you letter out. So they'd have a template for this letter, and they'd bring it up. Instead of writing the whole letter, they would personalize that letter for the particular sale, and then they'd turn around and send it out, and it saves them a lot of time. Well, agents really haven't figured out how to do that in email. So Outlook has a standard feature called these user-defined forms. And the way they work is you open up a regular email message. You'll type in your subject and the message exactly the way you want to send it. When you get ready to save it, you do a file save as, and that opens up a dialog box. Now, the first thing you do is change the file type to an Outlook template, OFT. And then at that point, whatever subject you gave it in the subject line becomes the file name. It puts it into a library or a folder that has all of these that you personally have created. Then when you're ready to use one of these forms, it's pretty simple to use one. All it amounts to is coming up to the list box. You know, when you, up there where you have the button on Outlook where it says new email message when you're in the inbox, well, the little down arrow is a list box. And if you click on that and go all the way down to where the button says choose form, you'll see a button that says choose form. It opens up a dialog box. It says look in, and you don't see your forms at first because it's looking in the Microsoft default library. Mm-hmm. You click on the list box there and go down to user templates and file system, and you'll see all the different ones that you have created. Click on the one you want, say open, and bingo, it opens up. Any email message that you have written more than once, you ought to create a user-defined template so that you don't have to rewrite it over and over again. Now, a practical example would be somebody asks for information on your website. You've got some kind of offer there. Well, the response to that would be a perfect use of one of these forms, because that way you don't have to rewrite the email every single time. A lot of agents, believe it or not, go out and spend money on a website, and they start trolling for buyers, and then they get responses, leads come in, but they're not good leads. And after they figure out that the majority of them aren't good leads, they turn around and quit answering any of them at all. Well, you've got to go through the bad ones to find the good ones. So you've got to work up a system that makes it easy to respond to these people, and that's one of the things you can do.